Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. Let's go now to Mark, waiting patiently in South Dakota. Thank you for waiting, Mark, and welcome.
Hi, how are you? I was born and raised a Catholic. Recently, up to that, 25 years ago, I got myself involved in narcotics, drugs, and things like that. And I decided to go back to confession here next week.
Wonderful.
I need to know the difference between a mortal and a venial sin. I think I know the difference of a venial sin, but there was a lot of sexual immorality when I was using drugs.
Right.
So when I go to confession, I'm going to make sure I have all my ducks in a row to make sure I get those things out that I need to confess in order to get absolution and penance to take communion again for the first time in 25 years.
That is so beautiful. I'm so happy for you.
I've been listening to you now for the last 5 months, practically 24 hours a day if I'm up.
Wow.
I want to get back into my Catholic faith. I love it. It's beautiful.
So let me begin by sort of situating this discussion in what the Bible says on the topic. So in 1 John chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin which is not mortal." And this is straight from the Bible, the term mortal sin. This is where it comes from. And the reason it's called mortal sin is because it kills the life of grace in the soul. It brings death to the soul. Because when you commit a mortal sin, and I'll define that for you in a moment, you're slamming the door shut on God, and you're saying, "I don't want you, I want this instead of you." And so that obliterates the life of grace in the soul, which is why it's so important to go to confession after mortal sin, so that one can be restored to the state of grace and be prepared to receive Holy Communion again. These are all the things that you're planning to do, and that's wonderful. So we can talk about venial sin if you want to, but suffice to say that a mortal sin is a sin that is in itself serious matter, something that you're doing that is serious. So some sins can be light matter, you know, maybe if you, I don't know, tell a little white lie, or maybe if you get exasperated when your wife interrupts you in your middle of something. I mean, those are not mortal sins. A mortal sin, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, I'll share with you a few of the paragraphs here to flesh it out. Mortal sin, by attacking the vital principle within us that is charity, necessitates a new initiative of God's mercy and a conversion of heart, which is normally accomplished within the setting of the sacrament of reconciliation, known as the sacrament of confession. For a sin to be mortal, this is paragraph 1857, if you want to look at it in your copy of the Catechism. For a sin to be mortal, three conditions must together be met. Mortal sin is sin whose object is grave matter, in which is also committed with full knowledge and deliberate consent. Grave matter is specified by the Ten Commandments, corresponding to the answer of Jesus to the rich young man: do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. The gravity of sins is more or less great. Murder is graver than theft. One must also take into account who is wronged. Violence against parents is in itself graver than violence against a stranger. Mortal sin requires full knowledge and complete consent. It presupposes knowledge of the sinful character of the act, of its opposition to God's law. It also implies a consent sufficiently deliberate to be a personal choice. So when it says complete consent, it's qualifying that point here by saying it has to be sufficiently deliberate. In other words, if you're dreaming, and in your dreams, you dream about committing a mortal sin. That's not a mortal sin because you can't consent to it. You're asleep. You're just being carried along by the dreams that are in your mind. You can't control that. So you can have sufficient deliberation to say, yeah, I'm going to do this, without having to have exhaustive consent to this or even exhaustive knowledge. You don't have to know every last possible detail of the ramifications of this sin. Typically, you don't know what the ramifications are going to be. So as long as you have sufficient knowledge and sufficient consent, as it says here in paragraph 1859, then it becomes a personal choice. And there's more that's said about this, but that's the key to serious sin. So now to look at that in light of what you're talking about, Mark, to make a good act of contrition, you could follow the Ten Commandments. You could also, and I would recommend this, get the Relevant Radio app downloaded on your phone. You probably already have that, right? Because I'm not aware of us having a station yet in South Dakota. So what you would do then is in the upper right-hand corner, if you haven't already gone there to take a look, you'll see where it says pray. So for the benefit of those who maybe don't have the app yet, get the app. First of all, it's free. But if you have the app, click in the upper right-hand corner, it says pray, and then you'll see the confession helper button or whatever, and it has there a good examination of conscience. So everything you need to make a good confession is there, and it sounds like you've already explored that mark. So here's the last thing I would say. As you make your examination of conscience, you can write it down if you want to, run it through the shredder, you know, after you're done with your confession. But in any case, what you would do is, starting with the first commandment, look at the things that you may have done that would apply to that commandment. Did you have any false gods in your life? You know, maybe drugs was an example of that. Did you take the Lord's name in vain? That would include blasphemy. That would be even lighter kinds of sins, maybe not as serious as blasphemy, but taking the Lord's name in vain, I think usually, almost always, is going to be serious. Take a look at Mass. Did you miss Mass on Sunday? Did you commit any sins against honoring your mother and father? Then you get into thou shalt not kill. It also applies to, did you do anything to harm your own body? Because doing things to harm your body, whether recreationally or otherwise, would fall into that commandment. So things like, you know, the drug use would fall into that category. And there could be other examples of that. This guide to confession will help you do that. Then you get to the sixth commandment. That covers sexual sins, and you mentioned that. So this is where you're going to need to do a very thorough and honest inventory and look at your life in that regard and say, did I do these things? There are a variety of different things that would fall into that category, so you'd want to do that honest inventory. And then work your way through the Ten Commandments till you get to the tenth one. And the key to doing this, Mark, ultimately, is once you have made a good act of contrition, and the thing to do as you're doing that is to pray to the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate your mind, your conscience, so that you can, as well as you can after 25 years, so that you can recall what those sins are, so you can make an honest, integral confession. The Holy Spirit will help you. And that prayer is even there in the Relevant Radio app. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful. That prayer is very, very good to pray there. And then when you actually go to confession, let the priest know, it's been 25 years, I've done what I think is a thorough examination of conscience, here are my sins. And tell them a little bit about yourself. I'm married, I have kids, I'm single, I don't have kids, I'm divorced. You know, you can just give him a little context so he understands a little bit, kind of like, about you. And then you say number and kind. And what I mean by that is you say the kind of sin, and you say, I committed this sin, and I think I committed this sin 10 times, or I committed this sin 1,000 times, or I don't know how many times I committed this sin, because I can't even remember. Number and kind. You don't need to give the gory details. You don't need to, you know, say more than is necessary for the priest to understand what is the sin he's confessing here. So if you just said, I'm confessing the sin of impurity, well, that can mean many different things. So you would need to be more specific, but you don't need to be overly specific, is my point. Number and kind. What kind of sin was it? How many times do you think you committed it? And then once you've finished that list, then you say, for these and for all the sins of my past life, I am truly sorry. And the priest might have questions for you. He might not have questions for you. He may have some advice. He may not have advice. It just depends upon, like, if there are a lot of people waiting in line behind you, things like that. But the main thing is you will have expressed true sorrow for your sins. He will ask you to make your act of contrition, or to say your act of contrition. And that prayer, too, is in the Relevant Radio app. And then he will grant you absolution. And he will give you a penance to perform. And that typically is some prayers that you will be asked to say. He might say the rosary every day for the next week. Or he might say, you know, pray the rosary and go volunteer for an hour or two helping at a soup kitchen or something like that. He'll give you something that you would do as a penance. And after he absolves you, then you leave and you will know that all of those sins have been forgiven and you're now ready to receive Holy Communion. You can resume your life of following Jesus. I can't give you a money-back guarantee, but I can guarantee you, you are going to feel elated when this is all over. You're going to be walking on
my eyes out.
Yeah, probably that too.
I'll feel such a relief off my shoulders.
What a beautiful thing. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Carol now in Redford, Michigan. Hi, Carol.
Hi there. The caller before that's going to make his confession, I have to commend him. Thank God he found your radio station. I'm very happy for him. Yeah. It warms my heart because I just made my life's confession, and I figured it was probably from the time of 8 years old till now. Mm. And I offloaded a lot of stuff, and the priest was like really surprised and just really kind and genuine about it. And he's going out of town, so he said when he comes back, he'd like to speak to me more. But I have to tell him, just stay strong and keep listening, and he will find something every time he turns on the radio that you guys cover everything. God has blessed me with this radio station, and the Holy Spirit obviously brought him in this direction, and he will get through it.
So true. So true. And, you know, Carol, I really marvel, not that I'm surprised, I'm not really surprised, but I still marvel at how on a near daily basis, people are telling us this on the air, or they write emails all the time, and they say, I didn't even know about Relevant Radio, I stumbled onto it, or I saw a bumper sticker in traffic, I started listening, it changed my life, and now I'm going back to the sacraments, back to confession, like that gentleman in South Dakota said, after 25 years. It's amazing, we're hearing this daily now, and it's so...
Thank God.
Hey, there's somebody on his way to confession. He probably listens to Relevant Radio. He's wasting no time.
It's amazing. I'm happy for him because it's like I'm a different person, and I'm just more free-spirited and just lighthearted now, and don't feel so angry and attitude-ish towards life. And it's just freed a lot of things up, knowing that I've been forgiven and I can move on with life, and I can go to confession for my daily sins or whatever I've been working on that I've held on to. So God bless him and wish him the best, and hopefully he calls back in to let you know how his success is going.
For sure, for sure. Well, I concur with you completely. And thank you for sharing that from your heart, Carol. I'm sure that's encouraging to many people. What you just said reminds me of Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. He says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And boy, doesn't that just describe from the Lord Jesus Christ what you yourself experienced?
Yes. It's just, I'm so glad I'm here now. And I was, you know, wondering about the past, and, you know, I've got to let that go and be in the moment and know that this is where I'm supposed to be, and it's just going to keep getting better and better. So God bless.
Let's go to Mark now in South Dakota. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, I wanted to let you know I went to confession face to face with Father. I walked out of there like I had a brand new pair of running shoes on.
Good for you.
It was a wonderful experience. I cried my eyes out, Patrick, when I was going through my confession.
That's so good.
And when it came to my contrition, he knew, you know, that I was sorrowful for my sins. And I wanted you to know in closing yesterday that the last 5 months, it has been Relevant Radio that pushed me and the Holy Spirit to do what I have done. But
I am so happy to hear that.
I mean, I just had tears of joy of mine, at the same time sadness, because I really wasn't sure what to expect from the Father.
I mean, obviously this is very private, so don't reveal anything that you don't want to. But I'm going to guess, I'll go out on a limb here, I'm going to guess he was very patient and understanding and welcoming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's right on. He was patient. He let me finish. We talked a little bit about, you know, what I've said and what I've done, and that I'll be okay.
As long as you love God and are sorry for your sins and really want to be back, that's what matters.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but I just can't wait to go to church on Sunday and celebrate Mass and then take the Eucharist. And I'm just a free man right now.
Indeed, you are. Free at last. So, Mark, I have a question, kind of dialing back to when you said the last 5 or 6 months listening to Relevant Radio. When you first started listening, did you feel a kind of twinge deep down inside, like, oh, maybe I need to go to confession? Or did it take a while for that thought to kind of come to the surface in your mind?
Oh, no, I think it was almost immediate because I remembered fondly of my Catholic faith when I was just a young child. When I was listening to Relevant Radio and I found the app, I don't know how I came, it was an act of God when I came across the Relevant Radio app because I don't know what I was looking for. And I found it and began listening. I began listening to your show. And I spent a lot of sleepless nights, so I turned the app on and listened, you know, sometimes all night long and all morning to your show. And I just felt this deep, needed sense that I needed to get this done. I mean, there was no Praise other God. Way about it, no other way around it. I just wanted to know, I thank you, and I thank Relevant Radio for being there for me. And I hope other people can hear me and say, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and it's God's light, and it's the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, but...
Don't be sorry, Mark. Don't be sorry. These are tears of joy. I can only imagine how you're feeling right now, the sense of elation and freedom. What a victory God has given you, right?
Yes.
God bless you, Mark. Well, all I ask is that you keep listening to Relevant Radio and tell everybody you know in South Dakota. Tell them about Relevant Radio. All right.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mark. Here's a big hug. God bless you. I'll be right back.